to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we learn how communities across Cork are coming together for the 25th National Spring Clean. Antashka's calling on communities in County Cork to help tackle Ireland's litter problem by taking part in the National Spring Clean. Over 3,100 registrations have been received in Cork and 420 clean-up events are planned this spring. Registrations remain open throughout the month of April for anyone interested in participating in the campaign. Emlyn Cullen is the National Spring Clean Manager.
The National Spring Clean is Ireland's largest anti-litter initiative. It runs every year during the month of April. And we ask people to take part by doing a clean-up in their own area. And it can be any size. It can be no matter how big or small. It can be yourself and your neighbour or your family, or it could be your whole town or village and your local GA club and your Feroiga club and your Scouts and everything. So it's really totally dependent up to people how big, how small it is, and it can be just one little road or a street, or it can be the whole area. And if you register with us on our website, which is nationalspringclean.org, we send you out a clean-up kit which has bags and gloves and high-vis vests, and you're covered by our insurance to do your clean-up, public liability insurance, which is the insurance you require. And then once you have completed your clean-up, then the County Council, Cork County Council, or the City Council will take the bags for free afterwards then. So it's kind of simple, but the simplicity is the beauty of it.
The National Spring Clean is celebrating a quarter of a century this year.
Started in 1999, and God, I mean, I've been involved for a fair bit of that, not the full 25 years, but it's grown every year. I mean, it's really become very popular. Started off quite small and then built it up every year, and more people, I think in the last number of years as well, people are kind of very keenly aware of their own environment and their look. You know, everyone knows about the issues you face with climate change, and people kind of look for something that they can do, something, action that they can take. And it can be overwhelming, you know, the problems faced in the environment. But this is something that you can do to make a difference in your own area. There's obviously the making your own area look nice and pretty, but there's also the importance of taking rubbish and litter off the ground, which can affect biodiversity, it can affect habitats. We encourage people to recycle, which is really important. So anything that's recyclable, we give out specific bags for recycling. It kind of reinforced the whole recycling ethos. So the benefits, and also there's also a huge kind of community benefit as well. I suppose if you're speaking technically, you'd call it social capital. But the idea of people getting together to do something positive for their own area does build social capital and builds a kind of sense of community. So there's loads of benefits to doing it, but it is something that's not, you know, it could be an hour out of your day, or it could be a morning. So, you know, it's not a huge, huge commitment, but yes, you get something very positive done from it.
A key focus of this year's campaign will be highlighting the impact that a circular economy model can have on reducing waste and reducing our climate impact.
It's been very much pushed by Department of Environment, who are our funders, that it's really important for us to build our society on the circular economy model, and the idea of as many things that are produced stay in use or stay in production, rather than this throwaway society that we have kind of developed over the last, well, I don't know, 50, 100 years. So the idea is to try and recycle as much as possible. That's why it's relevant to our spring clean. Reduce, reuse, recycle, like they're kind of the mantra that we've been teaching for the last number of years. So I suppose that's our input into it, is that we encourage people to recycle the recyclables that they pick up. So that would be tin cans, bottles, plastic bottles, glass. Obviously now with the return scheme, you might be able to make a few quid on it if you do find ones with the code on them. But more to the point is to reinforce in people's mind the importance of not living in a throwaway society and reusing where possible.
To learn more about the National Spring Clean, visit nationalspringclean.org or check the show notes of this episode.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.